Okay. You ever hear of bull paddocks?
No.
Yeah, how about spring frog? Frog.
No, I don't know that either.
You ever hear of peeper? Frog?
Well, I think I have. Very little. Well, I don't know if I know much about worms, but I know an angleworm when I see it.
What's it look like?
That's on the ground, you know.
You'd use it to fish with?
Use it to fish with. It's, sadly, it's a little chilly in here.
Oh.
I think I'd better do a little more heat. That's right. I think they call it a night crawler. And that's, the angleworm and the night crawler are probably the same thing, I guess.
I see.
Anyway, they use them to fish with, both of them.
I see. Now, a certain kind of long-legged insect that's on the creek often floats around. Looks like it stands on the water.
Is that a mosquito?
So something, and it seems like in that family, only larger. I don't know whether they have, we got the right description or not, but dragon, thing?
Dragonfly?
Yeah. You ever hear it called a snake feeder?
No. Is that a bird?
Another word for a dragonfly.
Oh, I think so. I know.
Or a mosquito hawk.
Oh, yes, and I don't know much about those.
Do you pronounce that word for me?
Oysters.
Okay. How do I pronounce it? Now, the sort of things that get in your clothes when you have them hanging in the closet.
Oh, moths.
And the kind of insect that lights up at night in the summer makes a...
Oh, fireflies.
And the insect that stings sometimes, not a bee, but the other kind. They build in hives like bees, under the eaves.
Wasps.
Okay. And this family, any other words, any other... insects like this that you can think of?
Well, of course there's the bee and the wasp.
Hornet. How about yellow jacket?
Yellow jacket is really a hornet, isn't it?
Depending on where you are,
I guess. I couldn't tell you for sure.
And now there's another kind of a bait. It's a little teeny fish. It swims from the shore.
Oh, wow. Minnows.
Uh-huh. Now, in the house, I know your house is very clean and neat, but...
Well, not today.
Suppose...
Not today.
Suppose that you should happen to look up and see something across the corner up there. Sort of
Oh, yes, cobwebs.
And, now suppose, would this be the thing that a spider could make?
That's what I've always wondered. I think they do make
or is
some
it just
of
the
them.
Dust accumulation. Or?
I think they make some of them, and then I think others are made from just the accumulation of dust.
You would talk about a spider's web inside the house, then. Could be done. Huh?
Yes, I think some of them.
Now, how about out in the fields? The thing that you know a spider did.
Oh,
it out
yes,
there.
A spider web did do it.
Okay. Now, underneath the tree, into the ground, we have something growing. What are they?
Underneath the ground,
potatoes? No, see, the tree has...
Oh, roots.
Oops. And kind of a very slow animal that won the race with the hare.
Oh, a snail.
Or a...
a snail.
Well, no, it was a race of the...
Tortoise.
All right. And he's actually something like another kind of animal.
Turtle.